Paul Culligan is going to be talking secrets with Dave.com.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I'm your host, Dave Jackson. Thank you very much for tuning in. Our contact information, very easy. It is schoolpodcasting@gmail.com. That's our email. Our phone number is 888-563-3228. I'm not going to get to a whole lot of things. I'm going to say one thing about this. Today's interview is with Paul Culligan, and he is dishing the secrets about podcasting coming out. And Paul and I know, I actually spent quite a bit of time poolside in California with Paul at last year's Portable Media Expo. It was actually very cool. It was me and Paul and Jason Van Orden. You probably know who Jason is. He did promoting your podcast book. It was very, very cool. We had a great discussion. And so consequently, when I interviewed Paul, part of our interview was just yakking. So what I've done is I've kind of scaled down the interview to just some of the things we're talking about. Things with Secrets with Dave is a website that I've set up to go to his teleclass that he's doing. But I've also, if you want to know some of the techie stuff that was going on, like what kind of gear he was using and things like that, I didn't include that in the interview, but if you go out to our show notes, which of course is at schoolofpodcasting.net, I'll have a link where you can hear that part of the interview if you want to know what kind of microphone he was using and things like that. Just a little extra bonus material. That's at schoolofpodcasting.net. And of course, I'll also have the coupon code that we're talking about, of course, is secretswithdave.com. And to get into this, it's a class. It's usually $79. You can usually it's $99. You can save $79 by using the coupon code PC916. And I'll explain more about that after the interview if that doesn't make any sense. And again, our website, schoolpodcasting.net, if you'd like to find out more about the smorgasbord of tools that we have over at the schoolpodcasting.com. Check that out. And one other thing, this podcast is brought to you by GoToMeeting.com. Let's talk about that, and then we'll get over to Paul. In theory, conducting your meetings over the internet is a great idea. You can save a bundle on business travel and still keep far-flung clients and employees engaged and up to speed. Problem is, well, web conferencing can be expensive and incredibly difficult to set up and use. But we've got great news. GoToMeeting has totally revolutionized web conferencing technology. Brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, GoToMeeting makes online meetings easy and affordable. If you've tried another online meeting service before, you'll be amazed at the difference. With GoToMeeting, you can present, demonstrate, and collaborate with anyone in the world, anytime, anywhere. All you need is a PC with an internet connection. Take a free trial of GoToMeeting today and get unlimited meetings for 45 days. You don't even need a credit card. Just visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, Try It Free button, promo code PODCAST. Try GoToMeeting free today. All right. Thank you very much, GoToMeeting.com. Coupons aplenty on this issue of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. A couple quick notes before I get to Paul. One other real quick thing. I've had two other people now, including actually three if you count myself, that of all of a sudden, out of for no reason, are having problem with iTunes and their feed. One of my podcast and musicians, Cooler, feed validates beautifully. Look at my PodPress. All my settings are great, but for some reason it's now saying my feed is http://s. So consequently, yeah, none of my shows are showing up in iTunes, and I'll keep you posted on that. I've actually gone into PodPress and told it to ping iTunes. I'm hoping that's all I need to do. Right now, iTunes is a little confused, so, and I know two other people that are having similar issues, or just the fact that iTunes seems to be a bit more picky about your feed validating, so I'll keep you posted on that. But for now, hey, let's talk some secrets with Dave, with Paul Culligan. PaulCulligan.com. In fact, I make a joke about this. Paul's the only other guy, I think, besides me, that has more podcasts. CC Chapman might come close, but here's my interview with Paul Culligan of Podcast Secrets.
Well, on the Skype phone, we have the one, the only, don't be fooled by cheap imitations, Paul Culligan of PaulCulligan.com. Paul, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, thank you for having me on the show.
And first question, what was your first computer? Oh, wait a minute. That's the wrong show. Wrong show. All right. Besides, you can find out Paul at paulcolligan.com and about 800 other things that we're going to talk about. But he's also one of the new co-hosts of Today in Podcasting. So if you just can't get enough of Paul and Dave, you know, you can always check him out there as well. But Paul, I got to ask you about something I saw on your blog. And you had this thing, it was a couple blog posts back where you were like soliciting like people that want to assemble podcasts or something like that.
Yeah, I am going to be launching a high-level podcast class called Podcast Secrets, where, you know, we go through the real monetization of podcasting. You know, none of this one day we're gonna, but how people are doing it now, that kind of thing. And part of the podcast process is let the experts do what the experts do well. I mean, it's always been part of what I've done. There are some people who are great content producers. I mean, Dave, you were at PME last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the fact that the one keynote that was a blowout, you know, the one keynote where they had to shut the doors in the back of the stadium because people kept coming in and they were breaking fire code rules.
Right.
It was Ron Moore from Battlestar Galactica. And Ron had this obsessive fan base who loved his podcast, and I love his podcast too. And Ron basically gets up and says, "Hey guys, want to see my studio?" And everybody's like, "Yeah," you know. And he pulls out, I think, was it a Sony mini disc recorder?
Right.
I can't remember what it was. And he says, "There's a button that says record. I click it. I record. I drop it in the FedEx box, and then it goes to somebody else." You know, there's this whole idea that podcasters need to be like every single step of the process. And part of what we're teaching at Podcast Secrets is do the stuff you do well and outsource everything else. And one thing that a lot of people do really, really, really poorly is editing their own audio, editing their own video, setting up RSS, WordPress, all that good stuff. And a lot of people are scared to death of this. So as I'm putting together this class and I realize I'm going to make this recommendation, you know, the number one question I'm going to get during Q&A is, "Okay, Paul, who do you recommend?" Hmm. You know, and I'm going to be, uh-oh. So that blog post came as a result, and basically what I want to do is I want everybody and anybody in your thing, please just comment on the blog post. In a week or so, I'm just going to take everybody who commented, send them an email, and basically I want to get a website going where people can say, "Here's what I do, here's how much I charge," and then I want to do some sort of rating system so that, you know, the guys who do really, really well can be, you know, everybody knows they do really, really well, that type of thing. I'm not sure what I'm going to use in the back end, but, I mean, people come to me and say, "Who do I go to?" And I don't have an answer. And I figured it's about time to get an answer. I'm not looking to do a brokering company. I'm not looking to do a you know, this is going to be an independent contractor kind of thing, okay. Always. I mean, if people ask, I figured I should have an answer. So that's what that was all about.
Okay, and it's not something where people can, you know, you're looking for people to do this full-time. If you want to do it part-time, it's like you said, it's a, if somebody comes up and says, "Hey, I need this," you can say, "Here's somebody," and then at that point, you're kind of out of the loop.
Yeah, exactly. And again, I mean, I got to have people I can recommend.
Right.
You know, I got to have people I feel good about. So there's going to be some sort of a QA process, and I haven't figured that out yet. But, like, I'm helping a guy develop a podcast, big name. You've heard of him. And literally, he's going to be doing a podcast where he's going to be doing the mini disc thing, drops it into a FedEx box. And I really don't want that to go to me.
Right.
You know, I would like that to go to somebody else. And who knows, it might be somebody on that list.
There you go. And then that person can teach him about FTP.
Exactly, and all those important things that, you know, content producers need to know about. I did a class once, like in 96, about Microsoft Front Page.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I thought I killed the room. I thought I did a great job. And as everybody's leaving, there's a gal in the back of the room, Dave, and she's crying. She's crying, Dave. Now, I've had people who've said, you know, "Paul's not that good of a presenter." I've had people, you know, but I've never had anybody crying at the end of one of my presentations. So I went back and said, "Hi, you know, what did I do?" And she said, "You know, I just spent the last 6 months of my life, you know, going to night school, learning HTML and CSS and, you know, all that stuff." And she said, "And what you just showed me, you know, everything I learned doesn't matter anymore." Mm-hmm. You know, and she said, "Anybody in this room now could compete for my skills. And I just wasted 6 months of my life. That's why I'm crying." You know, and I told her, I said, "Actually, no, you haven't wasted 6 months of your life. There are some little intricacies. There are some little things that you still need to know if you're going to do the high-end stuff. And that stuff Front Page doesn't do. That's the stuff where you need the expert to come in. So what you need to do is you need to say, hey, I can produce fast like everybody else, but when we get behind the scenes, I can also massage as well. I've got both sides of the playground." And she's like, oh, didn't think about that. She smiles and leaves. So, you know, that's the way I'm looking at it here. You know, yeah, this stuff's getting easier. All this stuff's happening. But there are still some people who need to know, you know, if I flip this EQ here and you know, if I use SoundForge instead of Audacity, I'm going to get this effect. And, you know, I mean, I need people who have that stuff. And there's a definite place for it.
Absolutely. Now,
there is a place for the pros, you know?
Right. So it's not a how-to class in terms of technical stuff. What are you teaching over there?
What am I teaching over there? Podcast Secrets is in response to what I've been getting for the last 2.5 years since I've been in podcasting. Okay, Paul, great, but how do I make any money at it?
Mm.
Most people are taking this largely from the angle of, I'm sure I can hire somebody to do the technical part.
Right.
But even if I have somebody hired to do the technical part, how do I make any money from it? So Podcast Secrets is how to monetize your podcast, even if you're starting from scratch. And it's case studies, it's the last 2.5 years of my life. It's not technology, but it's the paradigms behind the technology. It's how to think of it from a really big, large money-making process. I've taken a couple of crowds through it, you know, kind of beta testing the process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the idea here is if you do this right, you've got a much bigger audience than you thought. And you have a much bigger profit pipeline than you thought. And that difference might make all the difference in the world. You know, if somebody looks at their podcast and says, look, I can only make $500 a month from this. This isn't worth it. I got to keep my day job. Well, if you tweak a couple of things and you think a little bit bigger and you get a little bit outside of the box, if that same podcast can make you $2,000 a month, $3,000 a month, then suddenly this all begins to make sense. And you know, and we're going to talk about integrating with online sales. I mean, you can look up the Affiliate Guy podcast is a premium podcast, started it a year ago. We just started season two. And season two is now being sold at 2,000 different online audiobook stores all over the world.
Hmm.
That's kind of nice. Am I seeing a little bit more revenue than before? By, you know, because some guy has an audiobook store in Australia that I'm never going to touch in a million years. You know, there's new revenue coming that way. So it's about how to plan everything the right way. You know, it's a 6-week class. I'll give it to you. Week one is strategy casting. It's how to actually plan this thing so that there's going to be money at the end.
Hmm.
Week two is ease casting. And that's basically make this as easy as is humanly possible for you so that you can worry about making the money, not tweaking your EQ.
Right.
Step three is growth casting. Okay, now that you got a plan, now that you got a show, let's get a lot of people listening to it, shall we? Week four is stat casting. Okay, I've got 10,000 downloads. What does this mean? Week five is off casting. That's getting them off of your podcast and into your business cycle and into your business because that's where, you know, the real money's made. And then week six is funnel casting. And there's a concept in business called the business funnel. And that's where basically if you imagine a big funnel, you know, up at the top, it's really, really wide. You know, that's where you bring people into your business. You usually give them something free, you know, like a sandwich store might give away a coupon, buy one, get one free, makes it really, really easy to start in the business. And then once you've showed them how good your sandwiches are, then they're willing to stop doing the buy one, get one free coupon and that kind of thing. It's called the business funnel. And the final part of Podcast Secrets is funnel casting, integrating your podcast into a business. For some people, they have an existing business. How do we integrate what we're doing with the podcast into it? For others, we've got a podcast that really could be a business. How do we build a business around it? So you can see there's never going to be talk of Audacity versus GarageBand. Okay, that's what the class is, and it's good stuff. We're doing a it's kind of fun. I'm working with Alex Mendozian, who is the world's leading authority on teleseminars, and it's really funny because in some way teleseminars are the exact same thing. You know, it's a guy at home, you know, usually in front of their computer talking to a lot of people,
right?
And seeing a revenue stream from it. So the partnership is obvious. And the funny thing is we're going to actually launch this whole thing with the live teleseminar so people can interact, ask questions, that kind of thing. And I'm actually going to be in London at the Corporate Podcasting Summit during the live teleseminar. So although my friends in California will be enjoying it at 6 p.m., it will be 2 o'clock in the morning for me. And if you think about it, it's kind of ironic because if there was ever a case for time-shifted content? Yeah. It's me in one of my favorite cities on the entire planet, stuck in my hotel room talking quietly because I don't want to wake up the guy next to me. So it's going to launch on March 20th with the teleseminar class, and then the big class starts in April. And this is 2.5 years of my life, and I'm really excited about it.
Now, are the rest of the classes teleseminars? Are they webinars? Are they
all teleseminar, which will, of course, be delivered by Premium Podcast. There will be, on occasion, there'll be a couple of, there's a private member site where mm-hmm. people can log in. There will be some videos. I mean, there'll be some specific concepts that we'll be talking about, you know, that you might need a video for. But again, there will not be how to use Audacity, unless it's how to, you know, take your Audacity file and integrate it with this. I mean, there'll be some stuff, but I mean, that's not the purpose of the class.
Now, you said you're doing this with Alex Mandozian. Of course, you that's your co-author of the book.
The Business Podcasting Bible. So yeah, my partner in the book is Alex Mandozian. I'm a teleseminar expert, internet marketing expert. He comes from Madison Avenue. I could tell you some famous infomercial campaigns that he was behind that will either give you great respect or make you false. But either way, he knows how to sell product. And him bringing that knowledge to the internet, to the podcasting space, is just incredibly valuable. Because it needs this. The podcasting space has got to move into people paying bills.
Yes.
The book was designed to be the case for business podcasting. Nothing in the book is like, well, the current version of iTunes is at 7.0124445. You know, we expect the next upgrade to include a slight increase. You know, no. It says, okay, Apple has the dominant market share, and we don't know if they're ever going to lose it.
Right.
So therefore, as you look at your strategies, you might want to get past any Apple prejudices you have. Basically, it's 6 chapters. It's who's podcasting, who's listening to them, what is it, when does it happen, you know, where, it's who, what, when, where, why, how are the 6 chapters. And it's the business case. And it's funny because some people, you know, people either absolutely love it or hate it. Those who hate it usually are like, you know, how dare you try to make money with podcasting. Those who love it are like, okay, yeah, this is the business case. The idea that we wanted to do was this would be the book that the geek would read, that'd be me, and would say, yeah, they got it. And then they would hand it over to the CEO of their company. And the CEO of the company would go, okay, I get what the big deal about podcasting is. Make it so.
Well, no, I like the fact that you talk, especially when you come to strategy casting, it's like, you know, don't, you know, where so many people just want to jump in and see what happens. You talk a lot about you don't podcast until your audience is ready to hear it kind of thing. I thought that was a really cool concept.
Well, you know, isn't it sad that you had to say that? So what you're saying is, Dave, you know, but it needed to be in paper somewhere because, you know, I mean, the other books, they have their positions and they have their reasons and you know, but the fact of the matter is, you know, some of these books make it sound like podcasting is the, you know, is the second coming, and, you know, it's not there yet, but it's going to get there really, really fast. And if you look at Embracing by the Industry, if you look at growth patterns, if you look at, you know, anything, this is coming fast. That's what the book is about. But, you know, yes, there are some people who shouldn't be podcasting, period. And the funny thing is, usually what happens is these people who shouldn't be podcasting, guess what they do? They usually podcast.
Right.
And then they usually, like, do 1 or 2 episodes, and guess what? There are no results.
Right.
And so guess what they do? You know, they either pod fade, and so they look ridiculous. I mean, I got, like, Dave, I got to tell you this. I got a press release from a company, okay, mm-hmm. that was bragging about their, you know, penetration into iTunes and the numbers they'd gotten into iTunes. And you know, I'm interested in this stuff, a larger company. So I went to look at their podcast, and there hadn't been a new podcast since October.
Wow.
Okay. You know, silly, 8 ways to, you know, but the fact of the matter is, you know, people do stuff and then it doesn't work. And then they either don't do anything and they don't see growth. And then at a cocktail party when somebody says, yeah, we're thinking about doing the podcasting thing, what was your experience with it? And the other guy says, oh, well, we never made any money from it. It doesn't work. Well, maybe it didn't work because, you know, they were trying to podcast to people who shouldn't be hearing podcasts or people who don't listen to podcasts. My mom, not an ideal market to podcast. you know, no matter how good your podcast is, my mom ain't going to consume it. You know, and, you know, that's the case. So,
well, it's like you said, it's a good the book is a nice way to get people to go, this is the case of business podcasting.
Yeah, this is where we got to pay attention.
And then the podcasting secrets is, okay, now that we've got you interested,
let's, how do we monetize it? Yeah. You know, again, there's going to be no conversation of GarageBand versus Audacity versus SoundForge versus Adobe Audition. You know, now there will be discussion of paradigms of you know, who chunks the show together. Is that something you want to do at your office? Is that something you want to hand over to a pro? You know, that kind of stuff. And, you know, there will be discussion of how the technology interplays, but it won't be, you know, what the technology is, largely because a good chunk of the people are either already doing it. About half the class is going to be people who are like, yes, I would like to monetize my podcast. And then the other half of the class are going to be people who are like, yeah, Paul, who do I call to make my podcast for me? Which is back to the, you know, to the beginning of what this call was about. Because the thing is, you know, here's the funny thing. If you can make money on your podcast, guess what? You don't mind spending money on your podcast. If you have no idea how much money you're going to make on your podcast, then you hand it over to your 12-year-old nephew. You know, and the podcast handed over to the 12-year-old nephew sound like a podcast handed over to the 12-year-old nephew. And guess what? They don't make any money. You know, it's a vicious cycle.
Right.
And but, you know, there we go. So this is my part of the vicious cycle.
When is this? Where is this? How much is it? That kind of stuff.
We're doing it in an interesting phased approach. We're doing a live teleseminar on March 20th. The teleseminar is normally $99, and it's going to be about an hour and a half. Good stuff, great time, and basically it's going to be another building for the case. It's basically going to be. I mean, we're going over. The questions. Actually, it's people submitted the questions ahead of time. So we're covering best reasons to launch. How do you make money? What's the fastest way to produce content? Where do you find the time? How do you get it promoted by Apple? How do you get others to listen to it? What information can you get about your audience? You know, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. We're going to cover these massive questions. Be about 90 minutes long. Probably we'll go over. And that's how this all starts. And basically, it's going to be an informative class in and of itself. It's going to be worth the cash. And then if people, you know, realize and like this path and they want to go further, we're going to give them an opportunity on the call to upgrade to the 6-week class and everything that comes from it. The $99 call, what I'm doing for some friends in the industry to get some more podcasters in there, such as yourself, Dave,
yes.
is we've got a $70 off coupon for anybody who wants to get in who's a podcaster that enables them basically to get the call for $20. And Dave, you set up a website over at, if I'm not mistaken, secretswithdave.com?
Secretswithdave.com.
And that will link you right through, and you can get the $20 coupon from the $70 coupon to make it $20 through Secrets with Dave. And we will, of course, be recording the call, and we will, of course, make a podcast out of it. So if you happen to be in London at 2 o'clock in the morning, please sleep through it and pick it up the next day, because it is a podcast and it's a new world. So... that's what we're doing there.
You're, I think, the only person on the planet has more podcasts than me. you do the Affiliate Guy podcast. You also do one, Podcasting Tools?
I do Podcast Tools, Affiliate Guy podcast, Big Seminar Live, Marketing Online Live, Electronic Marketing Interviews. I'm also, you know, doing some quote-unquote guru podcasts. I'm assisting them. So we've got the Millionaire Mind video podcast. We've got Mega Podcast Live. But the great thing here is this is my day job, and I don't have to do this at 2 o'clock in the morning or in between classes and, you know, that kind of stuff. So
right.
I am lucky. I am blessed to have the, you know, the time to figure this out and do this right. So, and that's part of what we're doing with Podcast Secrets is, I've been doing all this to learn and to find out what works and what doesn't. And that's what we're going to share with the class.
Cool. Well, I know you got to catch a plane, so I will let you go. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
No problem. Anytime. SecretsWithDave.com.
SecretsWithDave.com. That's right, and don't forget that coupon code. I'm sorry, that was my cheesy radio voice. PC916. It's going to get you $79 off that call. And of course, if you go out to our website where our show notes are, schoolpodcasting.net, you can also get the additional bonus content that Paul and I were talking about. Again, that's schoolpodcasting.net. Want to thank you for tuning in, and... until we meet again, class dismissed. We'll see you.